This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? Thursday edition. Kevin Flynn finishing up for Scotty, and I'll be in tomorrow too at the show cover tomorrow. We got a lot going on tomorrow. They have Brent Sanford on the Talk Radio Town Hall deal for an entire hour, the second hour of the show, and then North Dakota Senator John Hoeven will be on as well. I want to talk with John Hoeven, and I've known John for a long time. I wouldn't say John is a friend of mine. I know Johnny's acquaintance. I knew him when he was governor, when I was doing morning radio in Fargo years and years ago. That's when I met John and Mikey. And I think what's going on with I don't have a horse in the race in North Dakota because I'm a Minnesota resident. I have my own problems to solve, as you've heard with Jim Scholz there. And we are going to be talking about this a little bit later on, bottom of the hour. We're going to talk to Patrick Rosenthal, I believe. Rosenthal? He's a chairman of the Domestic Policy Caucus for this gas, diesel, and flex vehicle mandates they're talking about in Minnesota. We'll really get the breakdown on that from him coming up at the bottom of the hour. But I do want to ask John, with Rick Becker, and we get quite a few texts. One that says, just about, voted for Rick Becker. It says, this weekend, remember to set the clocks back from bright and sunny to dark and gloomy. I voted for Rick Becker. There's a couple of them. That's the race going on. Rick Becker is running as he's traditionally a Republican, as I understand, but running as an independent against John Hoeven, the incumbent in North Dakota. And I was just talking in the break with our producer Chris Larson about this. About it almost comes down to the inflection. You know, if I say, "Boy, I'm really mad at you," or if I say, "I am really mad at you." So you understand the inflection? And I think what's lost a little bit, I want to get John's take on this, is a little bit, I like John, but John comes off as a little too aw shucksy. John comes off as a, doggone it, we got to, do this. And then I love that. But to me, that doesn't resonate the way the inflection and the presentation of the same language, basically, that Rick Becker's saying. I know there's voting issues and things there, not completely up on it. But again, I think people want to hear, "I'm ticked off." They want to hear enough of the, doggone it, we gotta, So to me, that's what I'm gonna dig in that with John a little bit on that tomorrow. Because to me, if I'm coaching kids and I want to get their attention, I don't say, "Hey guys, hey, can you come over here? Hey, let's go. Gather up. Listen. Pay attention." That might be microaggressive. I don't know. All right. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at we're at the Freedom Matters USA studios here in South Fargo. Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. PetroServe USA is home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. You hear about the specials all the time. Scott gives them every day. I'm going to go with the 4 for 4 right now because, to me, and a lot of times I'm trying to control portions. So I get the 4 for 4. I get the 3-meat personal pan pizza, couple of cookies. I mostly give those to my young son. And then 20-ounce soda, $4. 4 items all day, every day, every location. So if the lunch special doesn't trip your trigger, grab that 4 for 4, man. $4, 4 items all day, every day. And you can eat half the pizza. And save that thing for a snack later. Save one of the cookies. Make 2 meals out of it for $4. Beat that anywhere. PetroServe USA, and they are hiring pretty much at all locations. Food service, everything else. PetroServeUSA.com. John Hinterrocker is back, center of the American experiment. Kind of started this entity, this job, this effort in Minnesota and expanding out. How are you, my friend? Welcome back.
Doing great, Kevin.
Well, I saw that now we were talking earlier about efforts into North Dakota. I said, you're not a Minnesota think tank anymore. You're kind of a regional think tank. And you're launching the Support North Dakota Oil and Gas Campaign. Do tell.
Yeah, that's right, Kevin. So if people want to learn about our activities in North Dakota, you can go to that website. It's AmericanExperimentND.org. We put out a number of programs in North Dakota. And what we're launching right now is a campaign to support the oil and gas industry in North Dakota. You know, Kevin, one of the things that have frustrated me for a long time is that the oil companies are so reticent about defending themselves. They get attacked all the time. The truth is that it's hard to find anybody in human history that has done more for humanity than the people that produce and market oil and gas. This is our modern life.
Oh, this is absolutely.
This is the difference between how we live and how our ancestors lived with donkey carts. You know, I mean, fossil fuels have done more to advance human civilization and human well-being than anything else over the last 250 years. And yet, they constantly come under attack from ill-informed people, and they don't stick up for themselves.
How dare you!
There she is again. She always pops in.
Yeah, so we at American Experiment have launched this campaign. And so within the next 24 hours or so, we're going to have it up on our website, AmericanExperimentND.org. And we've created a video, two versions, 30 seconds for television, 50 seconds for the internet. And it's really slick. It's really good. It features regular, real North Dakotans talking about why they support the North Dakota oil and gas industry. And a couple of basic data points. Oil and gas supports 60,000 jobs in North Dakota. I mean, think about that, Kevin.
Well, I've been thinking about it ever since those jobs started to dry up after Biden took office.
Yeah, it's terrible. And they contribute something like $4 billion a year to state and local taxes. So we're going to have billboards going up. I saw the final billboard design yesterday. It's just gorgeous. Watch for them. They're going to be all over North Dakota. We're going to have ads on the radio, including on this station and many others as well. Just basic ads encouraging everybody to support the oil and gas industry in North Dakota. And we're going to have, as part of our AmericanExperimentND.org website, we're going to have a place where you can sign a petition in support of the oil and gas industry. I think it's way overdue, Kevin. Around the world, we're seeing a transition away from so-called green energy, wind and solar. That's transitioning now to fossil fuels, including coal, as well as natural gas.
Well, and the more I hear the word climate, now they've got this big global climate, whatever it is, COP27 they're going to do in Egypt. They're going to come together and, you know, and save the world when, you know, and I don't know how you save the world, number one, from itself. And I'm not going to get into a climate, you know, triad about this nonsense. But every time I hear this, the more and more I dig into it and more I learn about, you know, all of it, the whole, to me, it just seems like one massive money grab. It's like we're going to get together and one way or another, we're going to charge you for the minerals. We're going to charge you for the solar. We're going to make sure that the people that are shouting this out. And my question in the end is it going to help? I mean, is it really in the end? This planet has killed off how many different species in, you know, over its tenure? And is any of it really going to help? And meanwhile, we are literally killing what is keeping us alive, which is fossil fuels.
Kevin, our experts at American Experiment have investigated that, have answered the question. You know, leftists are trying to shift trillions of dollars in wealth. That's what's going
on.
It is a massive money grab. But if you accept the global warming theory, if you use the numbers that the Obama administration propagated, they're alarmist, they're not right, but I don't care. Use them anyway. If you use those numbers and you plug in what's going on here, what you find is that if you stop burning fossil fuels for electricity in a state like North Dakota or a state like Minnesota, it doesn't matter. The impact on global temperatures is 0.000 something. And that is so little. There is no scientific instrument manufactured that can even measure something that small. We are talking about zero impact on the climate and enormous impact, negative impact on our lives.
John, we should all really pretty much be dead because of acid rain. And I know you remember back in the day. I mean, we should all be done by the fact that they were burning the rainforest. We should all be dead from that. We should all be dead from the acid rain. We'll go down the list. But it, right there is spot on. And then you've got Mother Nature and Mother Earth doing what Mother Earth does, which is belch carbon to the gigaton numbers. It's just unbelievable. And, again, we can get into all that. But my whole point of this is that, meanwhile, what we need to keep us alive is getting cut off, is getting hamstringed. And I don't know who in their right mind thinks it's that. If you want to have solar panels on your house, I think that's great. You want to buy an electric EV? That's great. Go do that. But please don't stop, you know, me from what I need to do to make my life work by putting gas in my tank. Bottom line, right?
That's exactly right.
All right. Can you hang a little bit? You got to go.
You know what? I do have to go, but I will look forward to being back with you next week.
All right, buddy. Keep up the great work. And, again, the website for ND for the is an American Experiment, ND.org, correct?
That is it.
All right, buddy. We'll talk soon.
That's right.
PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus some great specials like Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos, only $2.99. Old Trapper, 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, $1 off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming November auctions include 480 acres of crop and pasture land in McLean County, 192 acres of cropland in Wells County, 640 acres of excellent cropland in McHenry County near Upham, North Dakota, and in Minnesota, 123 acres of cropland in Clay County, and 401 acres of cropland in Douglas County. View these auctions and many more land and farm equipment retirement auctions at Piper's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is What's on Your Mind. Kevin Flynn in for Scotty today, ducking out, heading on a big jet airliner, heading to Phoenix for Parents Weekend with young Haley for out at ASU. Sounds like fun. Coming to you from the Freedom Matters USA studios, freedommattersusa.com. Great efforts being made for some other new events. They were the ones that brought Candace Owens to Bismarck, and I know there's other stuff in the works. Freedom Matters USA. Appreciate the time from John Hinterrocker, talking a little bit in the break. He didn't have time to hang out a little bit, but boy, I'll tell you, and it's really something to have to launch a support North Dakota oil and gas campaign, because obviously everyone in North Dakota supports oil and gas and would love to have the well numbers back to where they were pre-Biden. Imagine how far we'd be if not completed on the Keystone XL pipeline now, moving that product. We could probably be on to talking about getting some refineries built in this country, which we haven't done in, over 40 years. But if you go to AmericanExperimentND.org, you can find out more on what they're doing. We'll talk to John next week. I want to get through some of these texts and emails because we've got a few. Let's see. Ron sent in a great meme. It's a picture of Brad Pitt from Fight Club. It says, the first rule of Underwear Hammer Fight Club, you don't talk about Underwear Hammer Fight Club. That is classic, buddy. Thank you. Let's see. Another one in here. Another meme. It's the suspect being in the interrogation room of the Paul Pelosi thing, and he's looking at his confession. It says, as I was planting my Trump flag in Paul Pelosi's ice cream, I yelled, this is MAGA country. Where's Nancy? Well, why am I reading this? That whole thing with Paul Pelosi is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. So another text, a few texts in here. Let's see. Let's start here. We talked about what's the greatest threats, because that's all Biden talked about yesterday. Right, threats to democracy. The threats. My vote is the greatest threat to Democrats. Another one, government officials, institutions ignoring the judiciary, and laws without consequence. Another one, lack of confidence, transparency, or trust in election results. All valid. Let's see here, more texts in. Obama, the divider in chief. Obama always pushing hate and division with his divisive political rhetoric. This guy has never had a positive message. Those of you who don't see it are brainwashed humans. I didn't, between him and Biden yesterday, get up and do your thing. But there wasn't any answers to any real problems there. Prove me wrong on that one. Let's see. Biden needs to tell the truth. Good luck with that. It's Trump's fault for everything, according to him. Of course, it's him and the mega MAGA people. Trump did such a good job while in office that it shined a light on how bad the Democrats and government actually are at their job. That's so true. That's what I think I've always said about Donald Trump. Like Donald Trump or don't like Donald Trump, the fact is he not only ripped the Band-Aid off, he ripped the dressing off of that nasty wound and that pussy, scab, nasty wound that is Washington, D.C. And we're not going to drain the swamp overnight, but I think there's going to be some draining coming up Tuesday. Let's see here. Another text. Voted early and voted for Rick Becker. P.S. Nobody squeals like Paul Pelosi. Boy, there's something with that guy, isn't there? Another one on that. I'm a little suspicious. I think it's odd. When something happens in the elite world of politics, video surveillance and body cams seem to be malfunctioning or withheld for reasons unknown. Paul Pelosi's DUI arrest, Paul Pelosi's home invasion, Epstein's suicide, FBI surveillance on Kyle Rittenhouse, the ordeal there. They can't use Mike Lindell's surveillance and phone tracking on the 2020 election? None of that? Is it just me, or does this all sound a little too convenient? Yeah, that's a great text. That just points out the hypocrisy of the whole thing. Now, let me ask you this before we get into the band. Coming up after the bottom there, we're going to talk and wrap up the show with this. We're going to talk to a policy person on this whole nonsense in Minnesota, chairman of Domestic Policy Caucus for this walls mandating California emission standards. That's coming up. Just a side note, though, on this Pelosi thing, Paul Pelosi thing. Hey, this is the Speaker of the House. This is the third in line for the presidency of the United States of America. Okay? You can go to Costco or go to any big box store and get a surveillance system. Now, it's not just cameras. And they say, well, no one was watching the cameras. So they're in D.C. Those guys, those Capitol Police, they weren't watching the feed. So that's how the guy got in. Okay. If you've ever been to San Francisco, and more specifically to Pacific Heights, where Paul Pelosi and Nancy Pelosi's home in her district is, okay, this is her residence in her district. this neighborhood is not someplace that you just, you know, wander to, no problem, walk up, you know, pick a hammer, break in the door. Cameras, motion, alarms, sirens, all the glass break sensors. That's all in play there. And the police were there in 2 minutes, which is four times the average response time in the city of San Francisco. And we can't see the body cam footage from the police, and they don't, no one happened to be watching it. So there's no DVR recording it, because we had a text earlier. I mean, hey, we had all kinds of trick-or-treaters coming and going. We can look at the whole tape from the whole night on any security system. So, you know, things that make you go, definitely one of those. Another text. So there was a person on the news yesterday talking about Colorado, and they have the highest number of drug addicts since they legalized marijuana. So who's going to pay for all the centers we need to rehabilitation, which never seems to work? I would like to know the actual percentage of people who have gone through rehabilitation have actually lived a normal life afterwards. There's a lot around this Measure 2 marijuana thing. The war on drugs is what we're talking about here. To maintain the illegality of it would maintain the war on that particular drug. In my humble opinion, the war on that particular drug is long, long lost. Reason is, you don't need a lab to make it. The war on meth is lost. I mean, the we're into the war on fentanyl, which is actually killing 300 people a day in the country. And we don't have the resources to have that, to fight that war. So, you know, I mean, you can talk, yeah, there's good and bad for all of it. You can talk to people that will say, yeah, it's not that big a deal in Colorado or wherever. You can find people say it's a huge deal. Depends on who you ask. I'm just to the point where now it's like, I don't want anything spiked if someone's using that. I don't want it to be on the gray market. I don't want it coming out of one state, going into another, and having somebody spend prison time in that state because they took it out of another state. I just think the war on that particular drug is lost. If I was in North Dakota, I would vote yes on Measure 2. That's my 2 cents. Not that I'm a huge user or an advocate or anything about any with that. I've had people ask me about it. But, the war on that particular drug is lost. And there were just too many people that will tell you that, and treatment centers and things that will tell you that, well, a lot of heroin addicts and meth addicts use that as a gateway off of meth and heroin. So, as a gateway in. And it works both ways, there's no doubt. But again, you're battling a plant that someone can grow in their basement or their shed or whatever. And I just think that, you know, I can remember back in the late 70s, it was Ron Hansen's older brother that always had it. If you ever wanted it, call Ron's older, ask Ron's older brother, Tim, he'll have it. That was 40 plus years ago. And nothing's changed there. So, you know, I appreciate that. Vote how you will. Vote what you think. But that's the thing. Kevin, you hit the nail on the head about Holman. Well, I'm not the only one that thinks that. I love John, but I mean, so there you go. Media is the greatest threat for their text in. Media, well, some of the media for sure. What's on your mind? Be right back.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I want to take a minute just to thank you very much for all your calls, check, all the rapport I've been having with all you listeners for the past 4, 5, 6 years, and I really appreciate that. But more importantly than that, now is the time to act for your family. With 87,000 IRS agents out there, they have a target, and that target's on you and your family. Let's make your estate private. Let's protect from guardianship. Let's save taxes and also protect your heirs so they have a peaceful, private settlement each and every time. They'll be so appreciative that not only you did that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much. God bless you and your family.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Federal Reserve raised interest rates by another 0.75 percentage point to push back on inflation. The increase approved Wednesday, the Fed's fourth consecutive 0.75 rate increase, lifts the central bank's benchmark federal funds to a range between 3.75 and 4%. As more businesses drop the brick-and-mortar locations for a virtual environment online, the banking industry is an example of passing the savings on to the customers. SoFi's Chief Executive Officer, Anthony Noto, on Fox Business, says this week that they're offering much higher interest rates on your checking and savings accounts.
So in the checking and savings account, we're offering 2.5% interest on checking. We just announced we're going to 3% on savings later this week.
Daylight savings time ends this weekend as we fall back 1 hour early Sunday morning. USA Radio News.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hey, thanks for spending part of your day with us. Appreciate it. What's on your mind? Kevin Flynn filling in for Scotty as he's heading out to ASU, Arizona State University, Sun Devil Land, for Parents Weekend with young Haley this weekend. He and Maria are heading down there. So I'll be hanging out with you tomorrow, too, and have some fun. Hey, we're brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and the team of MyPillow. If you go to MyPillow.com, your promo code is Scott. Just scroll down to the radio listener specials. I could run through all the prices and all the numbers and everything, but I'm just telling you that everything's on sale. He's got some great BOGO deals. He's got some great discounts, slippers, robes, pillows, whatever you're looking for, pet beds. It's all great. So just go to, there's so much now that he's doing. Just go to just go to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. When you scroll down on the main street, man, I'm all over the place. You scroll down on the main screen there on the homepage, and you'll see radio listener specials. Click on that. Do your shopping. You'll see when you enter the promo code Scott and apply the code what the savings are, and it's fantastic. Whatever you're looking for, towels, bed sheets, the new, I think they're sold out of the Percale sheets, but the Giza, the Dream sheets are still in play. At MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, promo code is Scott. Let's see here. A couple of more texts. Doesn't your guest understand that CO2 is a dangerous pollutant? It's destroying the planet, and there's a climate crisis due to its 0.0000-something increase in the atmosphere over the last 50 years? How dare he? Spot on, Adam. Nailed it, man. Let's see here. Another one. Go Becker. That must be Rick Becker. No more go along to get along. We need fighters who don't care about what others think. The fools that vote for all of Biden's nonsense, lying bills that are full of pork. If bills are deceptive in any way, like all the Democrat bills seem to be, they should be automatically rejected. No more BS. I don't know how you vote for that. And yeah, let's tell it about it. Didn't he vote for that? They hide all the Inflation Reduction Act. The last thing it did was reduce inflation. You know, it's full of climate stuff. So, yeah, I just agree with that. 701-237-1590 is the text number. Keep them coming. Patrick, how do I pronounce your last name? I'm sorry I didn't get to talk to you before we get on the radio. Is it Rosenthal?
No problem. Yeah, it's Patrick Rosenthal.
Rosenthal.
Opportunity to be here. Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, great to meet you. Great to talk to you. Chairman of the Domestic Policy Caucus for the what we're talking about. Minnesota, for whatever reason, lately likes to follow whatever California does on vehicle emissions. I have no idea why. I'm still asking them. I think we're looking for a solution to a problem we don't have, Patrick. But Governor Tim isn't providing any direct answer on whether he's going to do this or not. A full ban, and what California, didn't California say we got to go all electric by 2035? And so there's 13 years to get it done, which is a full ban on gas, diesel, and flex vehicle vehicles being sold in the state of California. Is Walz, I mean, is this real? Is Walz trying to do this, do you think?
Well, what caught my attention is in September he talked about 20% of vehicles in the state to be electric by 2030. And when I saw him make that statement back in September, I started to get kind of interested or more interested in what's going on in my backyard in Minnesota. The reason that Minnesota often follows California is because they're what's called a Section 177 state. Section 177 states, when California applies to the federal government for a waiver to create their own standard on vehicles, you know, Section 177 states have the option to choose the California standard or the federal standard. And my fear here is that when the federal government grants California the waiver that would go 100% electric or zero emission by 2035, that Minnesota could and can follow suit. So, you know, we're just kind of doing an education campaign right now saying, look, zero emission standards, you know what I mean? Mandating that all cars at dealerships are electric by 2035 is certainly not in the best interest economically, culturally, or otherwise here in the state of Minnesota. We just don't have the culture for it, the economy for it, the infrastructure for it. And frankly, we believe that dealers and consumers should be making a market, not, you know, government mandates on cars and bureaucrats determining what's available to consumers here.
Thank you. Thank you. That's how about, you know, instead of we pay for all these charging stations everywhere and hither and yon, how about we let the market decide if they need them? I mean, how about if we let the market decide if they actually want an electric vehicle? Let the market decide these things. Are we, I did a quick search just on how many Teslas are made every year, and Tesla is aiming to reach its annual production rate of about 2 million vehicles in a year. Last I checked, if California does that in 13 years, you might get close to getting about half of them done in the next 13 years that you'll need in California in order to make that whole thing happen. And then, of course, they don't have the electricity or the grid to charge them. But let's not go there.
In California alone, right? Not when you add on all the Section 177 states, including Minnesota. But the truth is, there's a lot of unanswered questions, right? Sometimes I think people float these ideas. And don't get me wrong, I'm for an all-of-the-above strategy. I think consumers should have access to electric cars on lots if they choose to have an electric car. But I don't think what people understand is that the kilowatt hour, the cost per kilowatt hour in a state like California is right now double the kilowatt hour cost in a state like Minnesota. If we start following their policies, what does that do, you know, in a challenging economy for low income people who are trying to figure out how to get back and forth from work? You know what I mean? If you're going to double their electricity bills because we're going to mandate electric cars. And, you know, the truth is culturally, look, a lot of people are getting ready to go up into the woods and do what they like to do. You know, I've never once seen a sportsman tie a deer to the top of a Tesla, right? And frankly, down here where we got hockey parents that are driving people to and from the ice rink, you know, you can't get four kids in their hockey gear in a Chevy Volt, you know? So it's like, it doesn't make sense economically. It's certainly not consistent with sort of economic freedom, which is a big, you know, a big thing for us. And certainly we can let the market do this. The one other thing I want to say is, how much money have we invested in biofuels as an alternative source of energy in greater Minnesota and parts of North Dakota? You know, and the truth is what's the future of biofuels, you know what I mean, and ethanol in a zero-emission car economy? The truth is it's like flushing every dollar they told us we needed to spend in alternative fuels to put lead on the target that is, you know, climate change, or I don't want to get into that argument, whether it exists or doesn't exist. I'm just saying an all of the above strategy makes sense. We shouldn't light on fire every dollar we've invested in alternative fuel economies. And what we should do is let dealers and consumers determine what's in the best interest of families and the outdoor culture and the outdoor enthusiast culture and farmers, you know what I mean? Like, imagine running a farm in Clay County without a pickup truck. I'll just tell you. One of them that can work without one.
Well, Patrick, apparently you haven't seen the ads for the new, there's all kinds of new EV pickups. I believe it's a huge horsepower on the new Silverado one, and just a check for $107,000 will get you a brand new one. You know,
yeah,
and
right. The average electric vehicle is $66,000. You know,
so let's go there
three
a second.
Drivers.
Yeah, I know, and that's great. If you want, it's like if you want to have a Road Glide, if you want to have a new Harley, or if you want to have a Corvette, or I don't care, a nice toy. You want to have a big boat or whatever, that's fine. Or electric vehicle, great, you have one. But with the minute in my life and in my history, the minute the government says you have to. The minute they start saying, "Oh no, we're gonna need to do this by then, or you're all gonna die," or then I go to, "Well, okay," and I'm a question everything. Second, I'm a follow the money guy. And to me, this all just reeks of somehow, some way, somebody's getting paid. Be it, I don't care, from China with the battery production of these things, and we can dig into the nastiness of those. And oh, by the way, good luck affording to replace your Tesla battery if you ever need to, because. You know, that's a pretty penny, too, what, $23,000 just to replace the battery in the thing. It's another, it's like climate, man. It's part of that money grab, you know?
Right. Well, you know, you can always follow the money. And, in pluralism, there are always people on different sides of different issues, and I'm okay with that. But at the end of the day, this doesn't pass the common sense test for a state like Minnesota, where we rely on greater Minnesota to contribute to our economy, where we've invested a bunch of money in biofuels as a potential solution or a helpful solution.
Yep.
And where we've got a quality of life where we need to be moving, you know, we need to be moving people and things around. I've been on the other side. I've been on your side of the river. I've been in Moorhead, you know, in the middle of the winter when it's 30 degrees below with a 60 below wind chill. And, you know, I don't trust an electric car and an electric charging station to be able to sort of get me from A to B when I need to be from A to B. And, at the end of the day, I think people who own electric cars, they should be able to own them. I definitely believe as a consumer I should have access to them on dealer lots. But I don't want the Minnesota, PCA deciding what dealers should put on their lots. And, you know, there's a lot of interesting issues if Walz does pursue this strategy. And I'm hopeful, you know, that enough people weigh in with the governor and enough people, folks are out there door knocking and say, look, this is a bad idea for farmers. It's a bad idea for parents. It's a bad idea for Minnesota. Frankly, it's a bad idea for America. Ask them where they stand on it. My hope is that Governor Walz should, or Governor Jensen, you know, whichever governor we have, determines that we're way better off not following California standards on these kinds of things, because it just doesn't make any sense at any level.
Well, and I spent a little time, lived in Los Angeles for a while, and I can tell you the L.A. smog is a real deal. I don't think we have an outdoor or an air quality issue in Minnesota, last I checked, even in the metro area. I don't know that I've ever seen a smoggy morning a day like I've ever seen in Minneapolis, St. Paul, like I saw in Los Angeles. I think they're chasing after a solution for a problem that just doesn't exist. Patrick Rosenstiel, chairman of the Domestic Policy Caucus, appreciate your time, my friend, and let's get back again. If this thing progresses anymore, we'll stay updated with you, all right?
Yeah, sounds great. I appreciate the time, and
all right, brother.
Say hey to Scott for me.
I will. Appreciate the time, man. All right, well, then, let's tell you what, we got one segment left. We're going to get a break in here. Let's load the phones up. What's on your mind? 855-200-1776, push extension 2. Daniel's helping me out with phones today. So 855-200-1776, extension 2. Let's wrap it up, open phones to the top of the hour. Been talking about a lot of stuff. Been talking about, you know, be it Minnesota. Want to talk about Measure 1. Want to talk about term limits. Want to talk about the marijuana thing. Whatever, let's get us out of here with some open phones. What's on your mind? Live from the Freedom Matters USA studios, freedommattersusa.org, and brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, home of the 4 for $4. Four things, $4 every single day.
From
what
field
four things?
To fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today, and corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline, and is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit NoGasStationInflation.com for more information. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, hey! What's on your mind? Scotty ducking out early. You got good reason. I was going to parents' weekend at ASU for young Haley this weekend, so... It's you and me the rest of today and tomorrow as well on What's On Your Mind, live from the Freedom Matters USA studios here. And a lot of texts in, open phones to the top of the hour. Let's What's On Your Mind? 855-200-1776. And push extension 2 there. It says, hey, did you see the crazy liberal chick in that debate? Wow. I don't know which one it could have been. There's a few of them. The Gretchen Whitmer, Tudor Dixon thing was pretty good in Michigan. And I don't think Carrie Lake has gotten a debate out of Katie Hobbs in Arizona. But there's a few of them. Which one are you talking about? Let's see here. A text, by the way, 701-237-1590. If the rich don't pay taxes as the Dems suggest, why would I lose over half my Powerball winnings to taxes? That's a great question. By the way, Powerball, this is crazy. $1.5 billion. That is not what you will win. You will not be a billionaire after that. But the numbers break down pretty unbelievably. I mean, somebody's going to have one hell of a holiday season if there's one winner for this Friday night. $1.5 billion is the projected, which would be about $375 million. And then you would get taxed on that if you took the cash. So you're looking at, well, no, I'm sorry, $1.5 billion. So you're $750 million. So after the $375, $350? I mean, you're worth more than Tom Brady overnight. Think about that. Yeah. I don't know. And I didn't see where it ranks in them as far as the biggest ever. There you go. Let's see here. Kevin, are you going to accept any responsibility for surging use numbers if this passes, especially among the youth? Or will you just be an average guy when that happens? You have a big platform. You'll have some responsibility if this passes. Let me just say this, okay? Surging use numbers. If you think that anyone that wants to smoke marijuana right now isn't getting it and isn't doing that, think again. That's a fool's argument. There's not going to be nowhere did you see any state where it's been legalized that all of a sudden it just went through the roof and everybody started just going crazy and running through the doors of the dispensaries. It may go up a little bit just because it's legalized. It may come out in the more, or on the open more. Sure. But I don't take responsibility for any surge use, and I take personal responsibility for what I do with myself. And I expect anyone else to have personal responsibility in their lives, too. You don't want to, you think it's bad, and you know it's bad, don't do it. I mean, I might take, just because I talk about a beverage of the week that I get from a local liquor store, that I'm going to take responsibility for surging alcohol use? Give me a break. Give me a break with that. That is ridiculous. A couple of great links sent in. Let's see, Nick from Fergus Falls. What really happened to Todd Mitchell? Listening every day. Still a good station, remember, we want Scott Jensen and Jim Schwartz and Kim Crockett. Todd Mitchell is alive and well and rocking in Bismarck, my friend. We were on KFYR, and KFYR, that was that was part of our network, and the local station in Bismarck decided that they wanted to air something else locally that wasn't this show. So they decided to do that, and they certainly can and did, and that was KFYR's decision. So that's Todd is a great guy, and Todd is doing the best with what he's got there with that. Oh, man, a lot of texts coming in. Crazy. The one from North Dakota against Becker, and what's his name, that crazy lady? She's a marine biologist. We're talking about the Senate race in North Dakota. I don't know. I heard a little bit of that debate. Didn't pay much attention. Again, I don't have a horse in the race. Dave checking in from Moab, Utah on the Flag app. Loud and clear. You both make my day. Well done, show. On the way to Arizona, winter home escape from North Dakota this winter. Beautiful. Moab, Utah, the mountain biking capital of the United States. My nephew Sean makes a couple of annual treks over to Moab. He lives in San Diego. He's a retired Navy Master Chief, and he's big into the mountain biking, and they love going there. Inflation is a big part of vehicle cost, but government regulation is huge in that industry. How much to buy a car with four wheels and spark plugs to get to work? Can't buy one new. Overregulated, no doubt. But now, see this recall? This Dodge recall is huge. Passenger side airbags are exploding just randomly. The alcohol argument is apples and oranges. Weak. That's your opinion. Marijuana has not... That will not go away. Get a good handle on it now because it's going to pass at some time, if not now. Voting no just delays the inevitable. I agree with that. I just think that's when it comes to, we're not winning the war on any drugs. Okay, the war on drugs, the war on poverty, the war on terror. We don't win any of those wars. Those are just catchphrases. Okay, the war on drugs, and when you come to having law enforcement, money to battle it, to battle the drugs that are really killing people, you know, heroin. Fentanyl, meth, those are, I mean, you know, but we're good with alcohol and nicotine, good there. But again, I don't care. Whatever you want to do, it's your decision. It's your responsibility. You know, your actions will, you know, consequences will come from whatever you decide to do or not to do. But the war on this particular drug is long lost. change my mind on that, and you might get me on away from my opinion on it. But I just don't see anywhere where it hasn't been for decades now in this country. I mean, everywhere. It's the entire country of Canada. So you want to keep putting resources towards fighting that, or maybe direct those resources and that money to fight the drugs that are actually killing 300 people a day in this country, like fentanyl. By 10 cents on it. All right. Love you. We'll talk to you tomorrow. And for Scotty tomorrow, have a great one. We'll see you tomorrow. What's on your mind?
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.